Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My base is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio.
It's good to have you today.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth. And it doesn't have anything to do with Barnum or Bailey. But it is a good show. It's a show of God on our earth. What can I say? Thank you. Well, here we go. Going to be a good night. The Holy Spirit is always with us.
Amen.
Do not start the program and stick a milk dud in your mouth.
You do it every day.
They're just so good.
Are you on Facebook?
No.
Oh.
So So,
it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hope your day is beautiful, especially you drivers out there.
There we go. Exactly what we're looking for right there. That is exactly what we're looking for right there. Here we go. Everybody get it? I have found it. It's exactly what we're looking for.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm learning something about the notepad. And goodness sakes alive, look at this. I got more stuff to teach tonight than I got time. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Make sure everything's ready. Looks ready. Looks ready. Got my camera. Are you ready? On your mark, get set. Here we go. Here we go. I got a notification. Did you?
Have not received a notification yet. I'll go hunting though.
Wow. Now that's a whole new experience. Well, come on. Every time you come here, you should thoroughly expect something new. I just experienced something new. Somebody's here with us. Who are you? Reveal yourself.
Well, wasn't that a song we were just worshiping too?
Click here, clicker, like the boy from D-Day. It's called a cricket, click it. It's Brother Dan Cottle's with us.
I know.
My brother, good to have you, man. I learned something new tonight. No, I had a new experience tonight. I don't think I learned anything.
He's
getting ready to click on the notification and it just completely moved. It had put the notification down about 15 minutes worth of notifications ago. And when I went to click on it, it just moved. It was pretty cool to see. It was like, that is a new experience right there.
They just definitely don't want to get bored.
And then my brother. My brother. Brother, sister, Phil K. Raymond is with us.
Hello, Philly.
Phyllis K. Raymond knows how to type and talk and preach and sing.
And joke.
And she tells good jokes. And she's got really good closing verses. Now, tonight we got Sister Phyllis and Brother Dan and Sister Gwen. Cottle. Ready? All y'all going to sing Saints song. The New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem. The saints be singing. They'll be shouting. As the come in the new Jerusalem. There was something about saints, I'm sure. I'll be spraying grass during class. Look at Audrey. She's a poet and don't know it. Makes a rhyme every time. Bless you, Audrey. Love you. As long as we have the best, we'll be great. Well, we are the best.
Amen.
I mean, this is the greatest show on earth.
Amen.
Well, I don't know. It's the one I like because we show up and God shows up. Isn't that a great show? As the saints come rolling in. And the caissons keep rolling along. Over hill, over Nancy. So anyways, how's things for you guys? What's for supper, Ma? Tonight for supper we had I don't think we had supper, did we?
We didn't. No, we ate Culver's.
Sitting in the blind, watching deer, pheasants, and turkeys. Listening.
Wow, that's cool.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah, I love that.
No better place
Who's
to be than outside in the wilderness with the turkeys and the pheasants and the deer. You guys want to see some pheasants, come up here.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Or some rabbits with a size of...
the rabbits out here.
German shepherds.
Those jackalopes you see pictures of, they're real. I had one jump up one time on the side of a... well, straight out here. I thought I'd been attacked by a wild dog. I'm like, hey. See, I've sang so many other songs, I can't get the tune on. Oh, when the saints come marching in, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. When the saints come marching, yeah, I know, I'll be in that number. When the saints come marching, oh Lord! Wait, is that oh Lord? You're just singing part of the song, or I'm like, oh Lord, please help me. Now, Brother Dan, I don't know if the deer will come around. Well, yeah, of course they will. They'll flock right to the blind. They'll be like, hey, who's going there? Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints come marching. Yeah. Okay, I didn't hit. Yeah, I didn't get it. You get it. Barbie. Ribs and salad with fresh tomatoes. Fresh tomatoes.
Wow. Fresh tomatoes.
Oh, that's one of the missing elements in North Dakota is fresh tomatoes. Although this last week we met a fresh tomato lady and she's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And this year we shan't be without fresh tomatoes. Rebecca Smith is here. Rebecca, what'd you have for supper, ma'am? We are having a fess up for supper session right now. Leanne and I just realized we haven't eaten supper. But we did kind of eat a breakfast lunch.
We did. We had...
sort of.
Breakfast sandwiches and then we went to Culver's.
Yeah, so we kind of ate today. Sort of.
Well, after the program.
But it's just how it is here. Doing this, you just, whenever we can stand long enough at the island in the middle of the kitchen, and that's when we eat.
We literally don't sit down to eat most of the time, do we? Stand at the island.
My favorite meal lately is a can of... we call them tomatoes?
Oh, Italian petite.
Italian petite diced tomatoes.
Yeah.
In a bowl. them with chips and a little sour cream. It's good. It ain't salsa, but it's good. Now, if I had my mom's salsa to mix in it, now you're talking good. Hallelujah. And then last night, Sister Leanne made goulash. Now, if you want a real Sister Leanne's goulash is treat. Rebecca had yogurt.
With M&M in it?
Barbecued ribs, salad, fresh tomatoes. I had yogurt. I didn't eat anything. I'm so hungry now over barbecue ribs and salad. I'm ready to turn the program off and go to Famous Dave's right now.
Ooh, they have the best. Oh, I love it.
And it's pretty cool because Famous Dave's is right next to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
So if you don't get enough in one, just head on over. You'll go home in oblivion. You will have eaten yourself to oblivion.
It's called restaurant hopping.
It's just amazing. They're right next to each other. I mean, the parking lot, touch almost.
I am ready for you.
Now, for all of you that pray that we have rain, Lord have mercy. The prayers come to pass. And it shows the absolute importance of making sure your prayers are specific. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we got a lot of rain last night, but we got it in a real short period of time, and we needed it to stretch out, but it's all right. It's coming back. Everybody say it. The seasons have changed. The weather pattern, not the seasons, the weather patterns have changed, and we're now in the rain pattern, and we'll get watered like we ought to be. Thank you for your prayers. We broke that bondage, and we drove around today, and all the water was down. It was a beautiful storm. It literally rained all night long. That's beautiful. Wake up in the middle of the night. Now here, when it rains all night long, you might wake up from the wind, not the thunder.
Yeah, the wind is way stronger.
But it's all right. It's a good night. And everybody up here today is saying, thank God for the rain. There was people out last night just standing out in it. It's been so long since it rained. We're just standing outside. Just like, whew.
Thank God a couple of them were. Because we were
up
there saying,
There were so many intersections that was like 3.5-4 feet underwater. It was amazing. And then this afternoon on the way home, we drive by a house, and there's 3 oil-filled semi-truck vacuum trucks that hold 130 barrels of water that was sucking the water out of this guy's basement. Now,
some people's furniture sitting in the driveway.
If you got one of them to suck the water out of the basement, that's a good thing. And if you have 2, that means somebody got a whole lot of water. And there was 3? That means there's a whole lot of water that was in these people's basements. And, you know, mostly around here, the water has a good running path. But then, I don't know, it came so fast last night that literally the streets were just rivers. They were just literally rivers. But anyways, thanks for the prayers. Brother Mike, Tony, good to see you tonight. Call you blessed, my brother. I see you as enjoying bacon stuffed pancakes.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Bacon stuffed pancakes. At the Shannon Tony Grill.
Wow.
Yeah, he was. And he had a picture of it.
Huh.
And it looked like amazing. No,
and
I'm not.
Amazing is this bacon-covered donut?
I'm not quite sure how you get the batter to stay on top and the side of it. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but it sure looked really, really good. It sure looked really, really good.
Okay.
Are we about ready?
I am ready, yeah.
It is 7:21.
Good morning.
A really, really, really hot off the griddle message. It's not quite as it's gonna do a smoking job on them pancakes with bacon, because that's the Holy Spirit. But I don't think you can put the two in the same category. When you get uranium, that kindergarten rhyme, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Well, Sister Phyllis, I never heard nobody say that for us. You get what you get and don't throw a fit. Well, all right then.
Well, it must be dinner. That's something that my mom used to tell us when we say, really? Liver?
Liver is good for you. Still with iron.
Well, all right.
Tonight's topic is the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. It's going to be a good one.
Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit in our daily lives.
Thank God for the Spirit in our daily lives. We're going to go right back and start at the beginning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I think that's it. YouTube's up. Facebook's up. Everybody's here. I'd rather eat broccoli.
It's about the rain. I get it now.
Now, I really like liver and onions too. Chicken liver. Oh, today, out looking at the water, I had chicken gizzards. I did have chicken gizzards.
Oh, that's right.
I had a whole order of them. It was a good order. They were good. Kind of truck stop food. That's what everything I have is pretty much. All right, here we go. Rise together with me, and we will say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we will honor the troops. We will not be singing God Bless America tonight because I just ain't hitting them notes. So we'll be quoting it. So make sure you know it without singing. So you don't get that look on your face like, I got it.
It's like trying to say the alphabet without singing. It's a trick.
It's a trick. All right, here we go. Brenda, Your Honor, let's make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who on a day of combat are wounded in their spirit, their soul, or their body, and all of their battle brothers that served alongside of them or might be serving today. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle fired at the funeral of a fallen soul. This moment of silence begins now. Amen. Now, if you will, let's speak the song, God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And then, my country, tis of thee. My country, tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? Powerful, powerful. Let's pray for the United States of America. God and Father of every brave warrior, down through American history. God and Father of every patriot, of every believer who today stands in the gap and makes up the hedge. You, Lord, are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise for who you are in our life. Thank you, Lord, that when Moses said, who do I say is sending me? You said, I am that I am. Because on this day, you am. And we thank you for it. Our hope and our trust and our life and our faith is in you, Lord. And in what you're doing and who you are in our lives every single day of our lives. On this night and every night we come here. Wow. We stand in that anointing that you have placed on this ministry to speak thy will be done on this earth in the United States of America as it is in heaven. We stand in that anointing right now. Thank you. We know, we can tell it's here. The awareness of your presence, your manifest presence on our lives. Wow, thank you for it. Now, Lord, on this day, every prayer warrior around this nation, and to everyone that is with us tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that all across this nation and all the way around the world, men and women are praying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it never stops. The crescendo of heavenly prayer language is going to heaven every day, all day long. Nothing can stop it. And we give you glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise for that, Lord. And we hook ourselves into that worldwide international prayer network. And we add our faith to it, and we reach up and grab the faith and hold on to it ourselves in Jesus' name. Two of us agree. Us and those other groups that are praying right now. It shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for Psalm 133. We declare it again right now, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like that holy anointing oil flowed down the beard of Aaron, down on the ground. It's like the dew of Hermon that saturates everything. And it is the place of the commanded blessing of the Lord. Because we dwell together in unity and we stand in faith right here, right now. Lord, all around this world, there are people who are not Americans that are standing with us tonight. We bless them today. We ask for your blessing to be on their lives and families. Bless our friends in Israel that pray for us. We speak the peace of God to Israel and Jerusalem right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that in this nation right now, at this very hour, there's church services, revival services, things going all over the United States of America. We add our faith to theirs and say, God, bless those meetings right here, right now. In the name of Jesus. May every one of us function. One body, one spirit, one hope, one calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Thank you, Father, for the United States of America. Thank you that is found in Isaiah chapter 33. Thank you, Lord, the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch flow together in checks and balances. You, Lord, I have your own checks and balances. It's called justice and righteousness, the very foundations of your throne. Therefore, you're always the best lawgiver. You're always the greatest judge. And you, Lord, are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we submit our nation to you and say, clean out the junk, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now, Friday, 11 June, 2021, 8:34 Eastern, 7:34 Central, 6:34 Mountain, 5:34 Pacific, wherever there is a patriotic gathering of people that is standing in the gap for America, bless them with courage and strength and boldness. May one of our politicians that's good not only be good, but more righteous. May they sit there in their seats and look at Moses and Abraham up on the wall and know that they're being watched from the great cloud of witnesses. May those people scare the wicked and chase them right out of our halls of Congress. Because the wicked flee when no one is chasing them. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. We give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise. Father, thank you that you and the innumerable host of angels are protecting the Constitution of the United States of America. You, Lord, are protecting the borders of the United States of America. You, Lord, are honoring the words of our founding fathers, those who prophesied that this nation would live long and last until your return. Thank you, Father. We the people say, you do not, anyone, you destroy this great nation. We are alive and well, and we will not be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. And in the mighty name of Jesus. And now we pray for our defenders and our protectors. You said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We bless them tonight. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, our Secret Service, the FBI, our Special Forces, all of our police forces, emergency, fire, the military. We bless you tonight. We declare over those wounded from combat healing in your body now, tonight. Amen. healing in your body now tonight. Everybody in agreement, say, heal our wounded troops now. Heal our brother Chris now. Heal our brother DJ now. Heal him, Lord, in all of his body. We rebuke PTSD. We command you to bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Trauma, you're just a demonic spirit. We bind you. You have no effect on our warriors in the name of Jesus. And may every warrior who tonight has been sitting there wondering what to do, may see the way clearly because of that innumerable host of angels, their own guardian angels, and the prayers of the saints right now that declare, no more darkness, only light. No more fear, only faith. No more confusion. That lion, that warrior spirit rises up in you, and you stand up with great boldness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. 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 And now, we'll have our declaration of faith and vengeance and recompense against the isms. This prayer is getting better and better because I just now added vengeance and recompense by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit in our daily lives. Here we go. We bind all the effects of the isms. It is impossible for you
to overcome the United States of America's
righteousness, which is our strength. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us comes back on you now. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself immediately. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land. And there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building. The walls of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your judgment fall swift and severe upon these who fight against our freedom and the liberty of people's lives and the freedom to worship God, how God has shown them. And be placed in the body of Christ as they should be. May judgment fall upon these wicked, wicked people who stand in the way of good people following their God. Somebody shout in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Woo! That was so good I had to have a drink of coffee. Here's the prayer of dedication for you and me. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion, and be highly resolved that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today, and this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedoms, holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. You know, if you hadn't thought about it lately, it's good to think this thought through. Somebody posted today somewhere on Facebook. Actually, I posted it. Of the two brothers that were in World War One, and they're still alive. Those men were the greatest generation in their day. But you know, if we only count on them to save America, we got a big old mess. You know why? Because they're all gone. And you know what they had to do when they got home from war? They had to get a job. Most of them went back to the family farm back then. They had to become good members of society. They had to stand in their community, stand arming them with their brothers, and fight the good fight right here on our homeland shore. They didn't have post-traumatic stress. They called it shell shock, battle fatigue.
Yes.
Right? We had one who came to our church when I was a kid. He actually wasn't even a World War II veteran. He was a World War I veteran. Oh, yeah. And he loved Jesus, but there were days when he came to church that he was in the war. My dad would say, does anybody have a testimony? And Brother Martin would stand up and begin marching back and forth and up and down the aisles and yelling commands. And we got a picture of shells up close and personal. My dad would always go pick him up for church. So one of us kids would get to the car with him. We'd always go with him. And got Brother Martin, we called him. And but he was from World War One. And thank God that those men fought. Thank God World War II fought. You and I better fight. Wow. Say it with me. Lord, help me fight in my day. Thank God for those men. I love them. They're great men. Vietnam veterans, who knows? What a mess. Korea, God bless them. God bless them that they're about to get their brother on that side and that side home safe with them. Take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no feminism there. If the girls were there, they either had a weapon or they were being taken care of. It's just straight up. But you and I got to fight this battle now, you and I here, without a weapon. Except this one. That's why in that confession, the Holy Spirit put it. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. That's not just an M16 or an AK-47 or an AR-12. You know, or a 6mm or a 43 mag. Those were all facetious numbers. Please don't go looking for them. They don't exist, okay? Proving how stupid some of these people are. That said, I am the great generation today.
I am.
Yeah, we are. You might say, well, Pastor, we don't have 10,000 people. You don't have to have 10,000 people. How many people did Gideon have? He had 300. After he had 30,000. And God said, I can't win this battle with 30,000. How about 300? Amen. And God places you and I in the body where he wants us, and then he says, I'll flourish. and do my work that I give you to do. And here you and I are, a year later, still doing this work, filled with fire, filled with zeal, filled with the word of God, speaking our faith every single night. There ain't nothing no devil in hell can do, because we've already done the work. It's already done. Can't stop this work. You can't stop the work. It's already done. Matter of fact, everybody just say it out loud now. My tithe is already paid. The power is already rebuked. Right? Say this. I got seed in the ground.
Seed in the ground.
And then nobody can pull it up. Unless I choose myself to pull it up. But I wouldn't recommend you pull up seed that you've already got in the ground and is producing for you. That's just not wise. Amen? It's like planting the radishes and going out and pulling them up, see if they're... Is that carrot growing? Nope. Put it back in. It ain't ever going to grow. Never going to grow. But anyways, you and I have already done this work. It's already in the history books of heaven. God writes a new book about us every time we sit down here. Why? Because those who love him get together. And he says, well, let's just write a book about it. All right. Some of you are like, show me that, Pastor. I'm glad you asked me. It's not part of the lesson, but hey, what's a community of faith time together if we don't take a few verses out of the lesson? Look at this. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. And if you don't know where Malachi is, go to Matthew and go back one. Malachi 3:16. Watch this. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. Guess what we're doing right there? We're spoken to each other.
Yes.
Anybody want to say it? I'm just a spoken.
Just a spoken.
Anyways. And the Lord listened to them. And he heard them. Remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and those who meditate on his name. 17. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on that day when I make them my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked. You know, it's not too hard to tell between the righteous and the wicked. Well, Pastor, how are you ever going to know but when it's a sheep in wolf's clothing? You're going to know because the nature of that person will not be a nature of love. It'll be a nature of man. It'll be a nature of attitude. It'll be a nature of an anger. It'll be the nature of something besides the love of God. The love of God is not hard to see. You and I know his love because we experience it every day right there in the mighty name of Jesus. So, the Lord is listening to us, and a book of remembrance is being written right here, right now, today, and this is the cool thing. He's loving it, and his presence shows up to prove that he loves it. Don't you love that? I remember way back when I first started Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio calls it a radio show. So I was calling it a radio show. And I had some religious people that were giving me trouble about it. And I'm like, well, why are you giving me trouble? We show up and God shows up. That's two shows. We showed and he showed. What are you going to do? He shows us his truth in the word of God. See, the problem is people get all religious and you can't need that. And you ever know I have that same face? And they have the same voice, man.
And you can't talk through their nose. You can't do that.
Don't do that. Don't be those people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It is Friday night, and we're glad to have all y'all with us. God bless all the community faith, whatever they are. We declare, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me. And the voice of a stranger they do not follow, I lead them in and out, and they find pasture. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Somebody chew on some clover. In the mighty name of Jesus. We'll remind you again that right here, if this is where God's led you, that this is the place he's put you in the body, then feel free to worship the Lord with your tithe right here. And in the notes of this program on Facebook and YouTube, you'll be able to find the different ways to do it. I really believe I'm about to say enough of the Cash App because it's just given me some horrible, horrible troubles. And I just got thinking, you know, I still got it in there, but I'm going to take it out because I don't want all that hassle and end up having to pay a whole bunch of money and just messing things around. And I don't need that for you and me. Anyways, we want you to know when we receive, we bless it, and we tithe on it. And worship the Lord with that tithe. And you know what's cool? God's manifest blessing has been on it since day one. Tithes showed up from one of the sheep. His blessing's been on it. And it's on it greater and greater every single day. And, you know, it's his system. So it works. And once the seed's in the ground, once the tithe's in the ground, nobody can mess with that. The one that can mess with it is you and I doing something dumb. Don't do nothing dumb. And God's blessing be in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I said it tonight. I'll say it again tonight. We are very close to really making some specific declarations about the tent of meeting. We had some more good breakthroughs today. And here's the thing. People are like, Pastor, I'm chomping at the bit to be a part of something. I know, but I got to tell you something. Worse than not giving you information today is giving you something and everything's got to change because, oops, we didn't see that part of it. So just keep your faith with us. Just every day, God bless Pastor and Leanne and help them see everything that's got to be done. And then all of a sudden, it's going to be like, we need this ministry in the tent of meeting. We need that ministry in the tent of meeting. We need that ministry in the tent of meeting. And what will that be? That'll be the people that is there making the ministry of Jesus Christ come to pass in that tent of meeting. It'll be a blast. It's going to be a breakthrough. It's going to be something you ain't never seen before. And amen. I like it. I like it when it happens that way.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, here we go.
Here we go. Peach.
Peach?
Peach.
She called me a peach. Can you believe that? She's called me a lot of names, but that's the first time she's ever called me Peach. And with all due respect, I would appreciate it if you didn't call me that again.
I was just thinking, I used to know a lady named Peach.
Acts chapter 1. The Holy Spirit in our daily lives. In our daily lives. That's tonight's message. Brother Roger Oxy's with us.
Hello, Brother Roger.
Bless you, brother. Love you, man. Here we go. Acts chapter 1, and we're going to begin with verse number 4. And we're going to go down through verse 11. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession like you do. Stay with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
You have that Pentecostal sound in your voice? Kind of shake your voice. I believe what it says. Then you kind of put a uzz on the end. In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
Lord,
goodness.
Help me.
Lord, help you.
I am what it says.
I am what it says.
I go do what it tells me to do. Today I will be taught the word of God.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
And the word will change my life.
And the word will change my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
I receive it as a seed.
That is producing 100-fold and more.
That is producing 100-fold and more.
In my life.
In
Jesus'
mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight, as we do every night, we have opened your word. And we're breaking forth from life by your leadership, Holy Spirit, here tonight. I've got a set of notes with 22 items in it, Lord. We'll get them all done, or we'll get one done. But we will honor your presence.
Yeah.
We will honor your kingdom. We will honor the order of this kingdom. And we give you glory. And we give you the honor. And we give you the praise for what you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am. Obviously, there's no one here by this name. I've had this name in my mind, my spirit, actually, ever since we've been started. And it's the name Cassie, which is a female name. So I've never seen anybody here with that name. And as we were just praying, I realized I got to say a word. I declare there's no more bondage. There's no more fear. There's no more confusion. The Spirit of Almighty God has set you free from all of it. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. There's no shame. Walk free. There's no fear. Walk free. And may the blessing of the Lord and the revelation of Almighty God be yours. May our God expose every wicked enemy that has tried to stop your life. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be yours every single day in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's really interesting. The enemy is exposed. Very interesting. Enemy is exposed. This is probably the first time we've ever done this, isn't it? Spoke to somebody that's not even here. All you can do is obey the Holy Spirit. And that didn't come out right. What you always do is obey the Holy Spirit of God. And if he gives you a word, you don't make a paragraph. And he gives you a paragraph, you don't say a word. Some of the greatest advice you ever get in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that's a very interesting word. That's a very interesting word. Those of us that are here, where even is this person? But you, Lord, are great. And you do miracles great. In the mighty name of Jesus, expose that enemy and bring great deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Roger, actually, peach is better than being called an onion.
Well, it most certainly.
Acts chapter 1 is where we're going right now. I don't know. I've never seen anything like what goes on here, guys, but I love it. Don't you love this? I just love this. Mary Pastor Rick, we bless you and your friend Cassie. Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there you go. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My. Huh. Let's just pause. Jesus, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy of all the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. You alone are worthy. Goodness sakes alive. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. You alone are worthy. Now listen. Don't ever lose that awe. Don't ever lose that awe and that wonder. Never lose it. Never. Go, Holy Ghost, go. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit in our daily lives is the message for tonight. And we started out with the Word. Expose that enemy. Lord, do it. Expose that enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wilma Tony, welcome. Did I miss anybody else while I was praying? Brother Dan, Mary Pastor Rick, Audrey, Phyllis, Rebecca, Dan, Phyllis, Rebecca, Dan, Phyllis, Audrey, Mike, Phyllis, Dan, Rebecca, Phyllis, Audrey. Love you guys. Sister Sunday guides are over here holding down YouTube. Hallelujah. God bless you too, Jim. Love you. Wow. That's just amazing. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he, Jesus, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, as you have heard from me, baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. John, hold your hand there. John chapter 7. Go with me quickly. You know how we do it here. We study the word. Somebody shout, I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. Ready? John 7:37. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up. And he cried out, saying, if anyone thirst, let him take the water. Wait, let him come to me and drink. He believes in me. As the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Amen. Hallelujah. But this he spoke concerning the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Back to Acts chapter 1, verse number 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said, what's wrong with you bunch of knuckleheads? Didn't you see what I did the last time they tried to make me the king? Okay, those were a coddle paraphrase, kind of like the New Living Translation paraphrase. He said, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. All right? But you will know times and seasons. I mean, know that this is planting season. This is growing season. In America, this is summertime season. Summertime, 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 summertime. You were thinking the same thing, weren't you? Verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, where you live, in Judea, in your county, and in Samaria, your state, and to the uttermost part of the earth, around the world, wherever sends you. And then Jesus said, he spoke these things while they watched. He was taken up, and a cloud received out of their sight. Can you imagine? Jesus said, now stay here until you receive the Holy Spirit. Gotta go, boys. I know all the pictures show Jesus as he rides and he's like this and he's just going straight. I mean, I don't care what kind of disciple you are, that's going to mess with your mind. They're like, Jesus, not only did you walk on water, not only did you walk through the walls, look at you now.
Now you're elevating here.
All right? Look at verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, he went up. Two men stood beside them in white apparel. Here's how it works. They're watching Jesus. I mean, how far could he be before we're out of sight? Was the glory cloud there to suck him in? And then they look back at each other, and there's two guys in white. Whoa, Jesus, come on. Two men in white apparel. And they said to the men of Galilee, why stand you gazing upward? Come on.
You only knew.
Peter and them is like, wow. And there he was. This same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will also come again in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Look at what Jesus said in verse number 4 and 5. He said, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus had already breathed on them in John chapter 20 and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Many people believe that's when the disciples were actually born again, because they received him. All right? Now, you can fight your doctrines on that, but remember what Paul said and what Titus said. Stop arguing over things you can't see. Because when you build a doctrine on something you don't know, when you build a doctrine on an assumption, building it on something you don't know, therefore it has no foundation. And again, amen. Just said to him, tarry here in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. Now, many believe there were 500 of them in the upper room when they started.
Really?
Yeah. All right. And right here, we're down to 120. Where's that? Verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples altogether. The number of names was about 120. 380 of them had gone home and did not wait for the promise of the Father to give them. They were not in the upper room when the Holy Spirit fell. Were they still filled with the Holy Spirit? Oh, yeah. But they didn't get to experience that person. Why? Because before the Holy Spirit got there, they're like, I got other stuff I got to do. And went home. And now the Holy Spirit shows up. Don't let anybody, ready for this? Don't let anybody talk you out of entering into the presence of Almighty God for your life. Say it with me. Don't let anybody or anything keep you from the body of Christ. Don't let anybody. Why? Because God has you set in the body as he wants you. Ephesians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 14. It's all through the New Testament. And in that body is life and the hope and the strength and the power and the understanding and the teaching and the wisdom and the knowledge. And it's right there in the body where he put you. What does that give you? That gives you the infusion of the life of God. And it fills every part of your life. And the next thing you know, you're saying and doing things you would have never said and done before. Why? Because you're connected to the body. And now that body is giving you the life force on the inside of you. And it's beginning to show and manifest and present to you exactly who it is God's got you to be right here on this earth, in this body, in the community of faith. And somebody shout hallelujah, I got a place in body. You might say, Pastor, I don't see my place in the body yet. It's all right. Just stick around and watch what God does. Say this with me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to see something. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. I got a whole stack of verses to go to. So get your turning fingers on. I'm going to be working on the ladies, keeping track of the verses, because we got a ways to go tonight.
Hosea is not one we visit very often.
Like Felicia was saying the other night, was wearing out the table of contents.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. We all wore out the table of contents. All right? And some of you might still have to wear it out to find Haggai, Zechariah, Zephaniah, and Habakkuk. I was close. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed. A lack of knowledge. Uh-oh. Because thou has rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of God, I will also forget your children.
Wow.
And suddenly there was a hush. And it came on all who were assembled. Hold it. Let's be serious about what he's doing. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. He's not there playing games or giving you power to make you look good. He's here to empower you to do the work that God has given you to do. None of this power is for personal gain or personal advantage. It just isn't. How many people throughout history do you think have done it for personal gain? How many of those people do you think got themselves caught in something and then changed? Probably a bunch of people. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Outline I wrote in 2014. This one.
Really?
Yeah. I wondered if I could, if I had written the date when I got to the document, when I pulled it up, it was like 2014. Wow. And I think the first time I did it was 2006. Yeah. It's a pretty good outline, isn't it? My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Well, say to me, I won't be destroyed because I have the Holy Spirit in me. Amen. You do. So now what's that mean? The Holy Spirit is filling you with power, with strength, with life, with might, with dominion, with wisdom, understanding. All of these things we're getting ready to see the Holy Spirit does in our daily life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22 through 23. Proverbs 4, 22 and 23. The word of God is life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Say, I got to keep my heart right. You do. Why? Because out of that heart flows all of the issues of life. Hey, my mom's here.
Hi.
I love you, Mom. Let's pray for
Linda,
Ben's family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Linda's family. We pray for Donna's family. We pray for the Leonard Griesick family. We pray for Sister Francetta's family and Sister Geyser's family. We pray for the Chris Davis family. We pray for Phyllis Raymond and the Ed Zupin family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for my family and the Pepples. In the mighty name of Jesus, all of these families, Uncle Paul's family, and Glenn and Doreen's family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless these people now with healing and health and strength.
Yeah.
Father, we bless Mom with the greatest wisdom to strengthen and help Linda right here at this time. And as you said, the thief comes to steal and destroy. But you, Lord, have come that they might have life and life more abundantly. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Life for Linda. Life for her daughters. Life for this family. Life for everyone that knew Ben. In the name of Jesus. Life for Donna, her family, and for Jacob's son. In the mighty name of Jesus, life for them. Life for Leonard and Doris and all of that family where Hammer's now not there. We speak life for Francetta's family and for Sister Sunday's family in the mighty name of Jesus for Phyllis's daughter and for Dan and Gwen's family joining our family. Lord, Brother Chris Davis's family. The name of Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, we speak life. You gave us the healing balm of Gilead. We pour it in now. You gave us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You said we would heal the brokenhearted. Don't know how you do it? We say, broken heart be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the Smith and Barclay family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Well, glory be to God. Glory be to God. All right. So we started out with Acts chapter 1, the Holy Spirit fallen. Then we said John chapter 7, that he was saying, your belly's going to flow rivers of living water. That's where the Holy Spirit is residing on the inside of you. Then we went to Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. There's a whole lot of people in this day that don't know who the Holy Spirit is in their life, and their lives are being destroyed because they're not receiving the benefit of the Holy Spirit in their life. You know what's worse than that? Is there's people standing in the way of them being able to receive the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And Jesus said to those wicked people, Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, you stand in their way when they want to receive it, and you are going to make a child of hell. Guess what? That person standing with it is going to get the judgment of Almighty God. Yep. Aren't you glad you don't stand in the way? Amen. Do this with me. Come on, brothers. Come on, sisters. Come on over here with me. You ain't standing in nobody's way. Why? The door's open, and bring them on in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, Mom. In the mighty name of Jesus, be those loving arms to that family. In the mighty name of Jesus, help Pastor David, help the church there to reach him. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now what? Miss Mary,
yeah.
All the way from Singapore. They know how to sling the word over there, so be careful of them, guys. Bless you, Mary. We love you. Now watch this. Jesus said, he that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Do you see why we put the verse in there, guard your heart? Because out of it flows the issues of life. You don't guard your heart, the Holy Spirit's like a dove. He ain't going to come and go. But you don't get the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit out frogging around, as my brother would say. Our God is the eternal God of heaven and earth. He's the eternal God. It's amazing to see who God is, how he is, what he's doing. Now, I want to grab another verse that's not in my notes. By the Holy Spirit of God, and then we're going to get to number one. Let's search this verse up. Holy Spirit, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Acts chapter 19. You're going to have to get that one put in right here. That's the cool thing about having these outlines, that you just continually use them over and over, is every time you use them, you make it better. First time I did this, it was 12 benefits of the Holy Spirit. And I think I'm now at, hold on. I'm now at 23.
23?
Ah! Acts chapter 19, verse number 1. And we'll probably go down to verse 10. Happened while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Wait a minute. This is after the day of Pentecost. This is a number of years after the day of Pentecost. Say it with me. The Holy Spirit's already poured out on the whole earth. And they still didn't have the word. See, just because somebody has the word doesn't mean everybody has the word. And that's why the Holy Spirit gave me that verse way back. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. There's no lack of information in the Bible about the Holy Spirit. There's a lack of people going in to get the information about the Holy Spirit. And Hosea said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And what's scary part of that verse is it's the knowledge they know that they're rejecting. Do not reject the knowledge of God. Here's what you got to say. Well, I might not understand it, but I might not understand it, but I receive it. What are you doing? You're not rejecting, and you're saying to God, all right, I don't get it. Give me revelation. Give me revelation. Give me revelation. And every time you open this book, you will get more revelation in your life. Acts 19, you ready? Verse 3 said, into what then were you baptized? They said, into John's baptism. And Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Can you see the excitement in these people's face? Like, whoa, I can see the excitement. Like, well, yeah, glory be to God. I would be the guy that's like, where you guys been all this time, man? We've been doing this for how many years? 6, when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied, and I declare every one of you, receive the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. And speak in tongues and prophesy. You might say, Pastor, I've been asking God for that. It must not be his will. Oh, no. It is his will. Is. But what's got to happen is we got to get la cabeza in line with el spirito, the spirit and the soul got to get in line with Almighty God according to his holy word. And when that does, oh, you are filled. He's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask.
Yep.
Somebody throw that reference in. He's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask. It's like the same reference as Matthew 7:7. But it's the other one in like Luke 13:6 or something. You'll find it. All the men were about 12. He went to synagogue and holy for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. Wasn't preaching about a church. He was talking about the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened and did not believe, and when some were hardened and did not believe, and when some were hardened and did not believe, and spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew with the disciples reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Said, I receive the Holy Spirit of God. See, there's a lot of people that have taught the doctrine that says the Holy Spirit was for a period of time after the apostles was gone and we had the word, you no longer need the Spirit of God. And, well, Pastor, that's not what we taught. We taught that you no longer had to pray in tongues then, but that sound like a motorboat. Button. Old John Deere tractor. Button. No. Open the book. Find out what it says. Because you're going to stand before him. And he's going to ask you what it says. He is. Even greater than that, he's going to expect you to flow in it right here on this earth. That's why the Bible says, follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. You can see me flow in the Holy Spirit and see the effects of it right here. Tonight, while we were in having a good time, just talking about food and all the stuff we do, and then the prayer for the troops, and then the prayer for America. And then Father said, Cassie, I just invited my friend Cassie. Hold it. That's the Holy Spirit of God manifesting right in front of your eyes and my eyes. Saying, watch this.
Yeah.
Now, the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. Ready? I'm going to get to number one right now. Don't worry. All of that was preliminary. It was the introduction. Now, to the meat of the word. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Sister Wilma put it in. He's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you are to ask. What was the reference on that? Luke 11:13, not 13:11.
Ah. You're just a little dyslexic.
No, I don't need them words on me now. Well, here we go. Let's grab another verse. Wait, Amisha, I taught this message every year, probably twice a year. Well, probably like once every 8 months I taught this message. Why? Because everybody needs to hear the message of the Holy Spirit. Last time we taught this was last year. In January 2020, and then we taught at 26 May and 27 May of last year. And here we are again teaching it today. Now watch. So every time we do, the Holy Spirit says something else to us. And the thing we got to learn is we are not our own. We're bought with a price.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And so it's very important that we listen to him and hear the words that he's saying and follow his leadership. Now, getting ready to read about the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. And he just said, read this story and show them the example. John chapter 8, verse number 1. Jesus, led by the Spirit, set the lady free who was taken in adultery. Chapter 8, verse 1. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Verse 2, early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, sat down and taught them. Now watch, the temple's here, and the Mount of Olives is just out this gate right up there. So it's close. Mm-hmm. And Jesus could go to the Mount of Olives and still see the temple. It was like right there. So it was a place where they could go pray. That's what he did. Verse 3, scribes, we're going to go clear to verse 11. The scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst of them, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. You bunch of wicked perverts. How did they catch her in the air? One of them was in bed with her. Yeah. Watch this. Moses in the law commanded us that she should be stoned. But what do you say? Somebody say, it's a trick. It's a trap. The religious are trying to set a trap. And that's not God. Now watch Jesus be led by the Holy Spirit. Because you should, in the law, they could be stoned for adultery. Wait, the man and the woman are supposed to be stoned for adultery. But the man was chicken, because Jesus might have said, yeah, stone him, and pulled her out of the way. Because he wasn't there. Watch this. This they said, testing him, that he might have something of which to accuse him. That testing spirit is a wicked spirit. It's a demonic spirit that will destroy people's lives. And it's of the devil. And there's no value in the Christian life. There's a spirit of scorn. And the spirit, it's actually a spirit of witchcraft. Because you're going to mix it up. You're going to twist it a little bit and cause somebody to fall. Don't be a part of it. Watch this. Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear them. I love this story. Jesus is, he's downloading a message this way from heaven. On the inside, he's like, Father, because Jesus said, I don't do what is my will. I'm going to listen to what he says, and I'm going to do that. Now, he's just downloading. And so what's Jesus do? He just stoops down and he writes on the ground with his finger. So when they continued asking, he raised himself up and said, he who is without this sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
Yeah. And they didn't.
And I love it. And he doesn't say it. I'm going to add it. And being led by the Spirit, he stooped down and wrote on the ground again. Now, there's no proof of what he wrote. Tradition says he wrote the names of the women that all those men committed adultery with. Why? Because wherever there is false doctrine, there will always be sexual immorality. Is how it works. You listen, you believe false doctrine enough, you see the truth, resist it, you see the truth and walk away, then sooner or later sexual immorality will come. Why? Because you believe a lie and being led by the father of lies, and now that's what happens. Watch this. Verse 9. Then those who heard it, this is why I know he was led by the Spirit, being convicted by their conscience wasn't dead, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Verse 10, when Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? And she said, Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. When he wrote on the ground, it made them take their eyes off the woman. That's compassion. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Thank you, Mom. I want you to think about this. Easy just to get in their face. You bunch of dumb religious nuts. That's the easiest thing to do. But Jesus was a few words here. Why? Because he downloaded the information from the Father. And see, the Spirit of God says, when you know the truth sets you free. And the truth comes from Jesus. He is the truth and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I want you to see this. Here this woman came thinking she's going to be stoned. Probably still naked. If she was caught in the act, it makes it worse if she's naked. It made the spirit of religion that much nastier. Those people were run by was the spirit of religion. And that spirit of religion was destroying. And by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, Jesus reached down and wrote in the sand, and those men disappeared. Go with me to John chapter 4, John chapter 7, verse 24. This is Jesus. He's dealing with a bunch of stuff again. But I want you to see this. We're going to go into all of the things in John 14, 15, 16 that it talks about the Holy Spirit. But the other places in the Bible that actually talks about the different Holy Spirit. Never beneficial to focus on someone's sins. You must focus on the redemption. Amen. Preach your mom. Amen. I like that statement. I think it was Brother Dutch Sheets makes. And if you weren't able to follow Brother Dutch Sheets through that last 30 days when he did that devotional book of his on prayer, I encourage you. It's called The Joy.
Oh, my goodness.
Mom will say in just a minute. Yeah. There's something of his presence. Anyways, you can go to his YouTube page and see it. If you search it up, I've created a playlist that has all of them in a straight line in a playlist from number one all the way down to number 31. So it's in my name under my YouTube page. You can find that playlist and I'd encourage you to do it. But he has a statement he makes that everything in God has a redemptive value to it. Everything God does is for redemption. It's to buy back somebody and bring a redemptive process to their life. You and I receiving the Holy Spirit is the empowerment that we need to live with, walk with, dwell in this land that takes us past everything your understanding could bring you by intellectualism or by educationalism, by some form of training you got somewhere else. Say with me,
my sheep.
Hear my voice. And they follow me. But see, that ain't about anything but you hearing the voice of the shepherd and following what he says. Now watch this. The glory of his presence, the joy of his presence.
No.
No.
It's about lingering in his presence.
It's about lingering in his presence. It's about, hang on. I'm the pleasure of his presence. It's a playlist that I've set up that you can go to my YouTube, and they're 15, 17 minutes long, and it's really good. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Brother Dutch is talking about God's redemptive process. It's a powerful force. Put me to Daniel chapter 2. I'm like way off the notes here. John 7. Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you. I didn't read that yet?
No.
All right. I'm preaching, man. I'm going. I've been seeing it sitting there. What's wrong with you guys? How come you guys don't know what this verse says? It says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment.
It is.
See, you and I are born again by the power of the Spirit through the blood of Jesus. Now watch this. Look at what he says. Do not judge according to appearance. What did they do when they put that lady down in front of me? They were judging by appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus judged with a righteous judgment and said, all y'all are wicked. Now, personally, I think he was writing the names of the women they'd all slept with in the dirt, because it says, and they began to leave from the oldest to the youngest until they were all gone. Yeah. Read it again. 24. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with a righteous judgment.
This is Friday night.
What's that?
This is Mary. Yes, it is Mary. That's it.
Isn't that something? I don't see Mary anywhere.
I know. I have to keep refreshing like every minute or so.
Well, it'll be all right.
It is.
So you got Jesus, by the Spirit, downloads to write in the sand. One of the things that frustrates the spirit of religion the most is when you and I don't bow to it and just walk with God and do what it says. And he wrote in the sand. And them boys beat it, man. You think they ever came back and got after him again? It's like one time Brother Hagin tells the story. I don't remember what the guy said, but right when Brother Hagin started preaching, this guy is kind of sitting down front in his mouth. He speaks up and said something to him, kind of talking. And he said, I looked at him and said, oh, what do you know? You ain't even a tither.
Wow.
The guy went right down in his feet where nobody could see him. And he said, I didn't know the man wasn't a tither. But he said, the Holy Spirit knew the man wasn't a tither, didn't he?
And it must have been on his heart, too, for it to have affected him like that.
Got real quiet real quick right there. Amen? Hey, the worst thing in the world that can happen is your sin is exposed to everybody publicly when you're trying to hide it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Daniel chapter 2. Now watch this. There's another spirit in this. Where does that say that at? I find that verse that said, and there's another spirit in him. Uh, 227, we'll hit that. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the musicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. They're just a bunch of old knuckleheads.
227,
yeah. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what will be in the latter days. Firstly, but as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living. But for our sakes, who make known the interpretation of the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your hearts. Now, I thought it was Daniel chapter 2. Somebody help me find that verse. Daniel has another spirit. There it is. Daniel chapter 4. Oh, this is, there it is. There it is. It's not 2, it's 4. All right. Daniel 4, Nebuchadnezzar had another dream. This is 4:8. Watch this. But at last Daniel came before him. In him is the spirit of the holy God. And I told the dream before him, saying, chief of the musicians, magicians, because I know the spirit of the holy God is in you. Say it. The spirit of the holy God, is living on the inside of me. Amen. Now watch this. And no secret troubles you. Explain to me the visions of my dream that I have seen and its interpretation. What was it? The king, Nebuchadnezzar, knew that the spirit of Almighty God was on the inside of him. Go down to verse 18. Look what it said at the end of 18. But you are able, for the spirit of the holy God is in you. Nebuchadnezzar had become very trusting of Daniel, hadn't he? Why? Because the spirit of the living God on the inside of him was going to set them free. Ready? Let's look at another one from the OT. You ready? Daniel chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse number 5. Now, this is because you got a wicked Belshazzar, who is one of the people following. He's having a feast with wicked perversions and goes and gets tablets from the temple to pervert them all. So let's just see what God is about it. Daniel 5:5. In the same hour, the finger of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw part of the hand that wrote. God's hand looked at him. Huh? And the king's countenance changed. Yep. And his thoughts troubled him. Yep. And so that the joints of his hips were loosened. Yep. And his knees knocked. This is not a cartoon. This is a wicked man doing wickedly against the covenant, and God shows up with just his hand and his finger. Well, I got a question for you. How long did it take to get the plaster fixed where God wrote on the wall? Watch this. The king cried out loud. Oh, Jesus. Called all the stupid nuts. Of course, they can't do anything. Verse 9. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled. His countenance was changed, and his lords were astonished. Verse 10. The queen, because of the words of the king, and his lords came to the banquet hall, and the queen spoke and said, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. Say it with me. The spirit of the holy God lives on the inside of me. Guys, you and I are blessed with the very spirit of God living on the inside of us. The very spirit of Almighty God. living on the inside of us. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom like the wisdom of the gods. Verse 12, inasmuch as an excellent spirit, of course, it's the Holy Spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king of the Shazer. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation of this dream. Why? Because the spirit of the living God is living on the inside of his daily life. Stay with me. The Holy Spirit of God is living on the inside of me.
He's living on the inside of me.
He's living on the inside of you. He is more willing. What was that? Let's turn there. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Got it right that time. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Look at what it says. You got to do 9 through 13, just the whole impact. Come on. Ready? Do an up, and then do a roundhouse, and then we just knock the whole enemy right out. Ready? Here we go. So I say to you, verse 9, Luke 11, 9, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Now maybe you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Instead, if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. Actually, the word evil there just means human. You being a human, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That's why every night in communion, we add that to the prayer. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Why? So I live in power, number one, understand the word of God, number two, pray in my heavenly language, number three, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Four of the most powerful effects of the Holy Spirit that everybody needs to know about.
Yeah.
We say it every single day. So everybody who comes hears it in their ear, and all they got to do is grab a hold of it. He is more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you are to ask. That means Father's watching. As soon as you start the prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, he knows you're going to say, give me the Holy Spirit. He's already juicing you. I'm telling you. When we were in church, let me say it differently. Every time I have publicly been standing with someone and they said, I want the Holy Spirit, it is a visible infilling on their face as soon as they say, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Their face countenance changes. Why? Because you just got the spirit of life on the inside of you. It don't matter what condition you're in. The spirit of life is on the inside of you. I know. Well, since you guys are pushing me, I got to add one more verse because I thought I was done. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. You can't leave this one out. Why would you guys leave this verse out? I can't believe you do that. Romans 8:11. I love this verse. If the Spirit, take the if out if you're filled, since the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead lives in you. What spirit raised Christ from the dead? The spirit of life. Woo! Pause. You got to stop in the middle of this verse and take a drink of coffee. A slurp of coffee. Man, I have so slaughtered these notes tonight. Goodness sakes. However, I do have my camera tonight that I can see. And Wilma, this is not a dark black or gray shirt. See the colors that's on it? Where'd it go? Right here. See them colors? See how colorful it is? Since the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Say it. He lives in you.
He lives in you.
He who raised Christ from the dead also gives life. Why? He's the spirit of life to your mortal body. That's why most believers have a hard time getting over the other side. Why? You got the spirit of life in them. I want to live. I'm living. I'm living. I'm living. He will all give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Say it. The spirit of God is dwelling in me. Not very colorful, Pastor. Put on a red scarf or something. Here, hold on. There. Does that help? No? No, what do they call them? Things that stick in here, you know, and you, like... All right, well, just for the record, there probably won't be any scarves around my neck at all, all right? It's too hot. You know. Banana Dana, I don't know about them. I don't know what those are. Amen.
So this is amen.
Well, all right, look, since you guys need color, watch this. I got some color. I got some sticky notes that I can just add some color, whatever I want. There, I got some yellow. I got some orange. I got a little bit of blue I can add. I got lots of color. I mean, look at this. Don't I look wonderful tonight?
Actually, the orange did add some nice color. Yes, it actually does look better. You're right, Will.
Put a bandana around your head to catch the sweat.
That's the Rambo.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit in our daily lives, giving us life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray a prayer together. And we'll be done for tonight because ain't no sense even trying to start that other thing. We just did what the Holy Spirit said. And look where he took us tonight. I love that verse that we had a little earlier. Look at that verse. That was John chapter 7, verse 24. Powerful verse. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Well, guess what? You can't judge with righteous judgment unless you've been born again and have the righteousness of God on the inside of you. Once you do, now you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You have the ability to judge righteous judgment. And here's the thing. Life and life more abundantly is supposed to come to you everything you do in your life. It's amazing. Why? Because the spirit of life now lives on the inside of you. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Living on the inside of me. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus. I get a greater understanding.
Revelation knowledge
than I've ever had before. I receive it from you tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Ain't God good? I said, say, how about we say this? Ready? You guys help me. God is good.
God is good.
You were supposed to do the other one. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Woo, he did it. Let's try it again. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We had some verses tonight, didn't we? Verses tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Join us now. We're going to have the communion elements now and receive communion together in the mighty name of Jesus. We call it the New Covenant Worship. Goodness sakes alive. What a night. I love it. Started right out by the moving of the Holy Spirit and speaking to Cassie tonight. Father, I pray that Cassie gets that word very specifically and her life is transformed. You said the enemy is exposed. May that enemy be exposed beyond anything. We don't even know, Lord. We just know what you said, and we trust and believe what you said. And we just speak it done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, my Lord. And some things tonight. How much more? Preach it, fellas. Will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? God bless Sister Phyllis. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Man, that time went really fast. Didn't that time go like really fast?
Yeah, it did.
Here we go. We get to communion and we don't really fast. We just put it right down in a crystal. Verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? The righteous are as bold as a lion. Remember what Jesus said? And judge by a righteous judgment. I love this. Because as he is, so are we on this earth. I'm telling you right now. Woo! Verse 18. There is no fear in love. Because perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Of him, because he loved us. Verse 26 said, as often as you eat bread and as often as you drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, is what most translations say, until he comes. But I got a word for you. It's not just his death. Paul's not wrong for saying it. But the before the foundation of the world, when Jesus said, I'll pay the price, proclaiming that to come to pass, every prophecy since Genesis chapter 3, all the way up to Jesus' birth, all of his life, all of his ministry, everything he suffered, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and sitting next to, at the right hand of the Father is all of the work of Jesus. It wasn't just that Jesus had to die. It's all a part of it. Because it wasn't Jesus' death that made it work. It was Jesus' righteousness that made it work. Because he had to be righteous his whole life, 33 and a half years, so that he could be the righteous sacrifice to redeem us and buy us back. Without that righteousness, what do you and I have? Because nobody ever on the face of this earth had enough righteousness in themselves to be right with God. Nobody. Without the righteousness of Jesus, nobody gets to heaven. Because it ain't about anybody's works. Don't you love it? I do. I'm going to go to preaching. If you guys don't hurry up and start taking the communion on this. Wait, ready? Now, let's pray a prayer of salvation. That's how you get right with God. You pray the prayer of salvation. Pray this prayer with me. Maybe it's a prayer of dedication, rededication. Maybe you've been around the kingdom for years. You're like my mom. My mom's been in the kingdom for
7 or 8 years.
I don't know, a couple of years. A couple of years ago, she got ordained to be a preacher. So she's been around for a while. Anyways, pray this prayer with us with the greatest sincerity of heart. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to the book of John.
And according to the book of
Jesus
John.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
Believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you and what you did in my life.
And I receive you and what you've done in my life.
Just receive. Now, take your sin, put it in a big pile, and just dump it out. Say, there's all my sin.
There's my sin.
I don't have no ability to beat it.
I have no ability to beat it.
Reach your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life.
Filling my life.
Manifest your presence. Pray this with me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
And understand the word of God.
And understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. I agree with you. I'm going to do that too.
Woo! Woo!
That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the kingdom of God. If you're returning, welcome back. Here we are. This is where we are. You found us. It's a wonderful place to be. This community of faith is a wonderful gathering of believers, and we're from all over the world. Right here tonight, Singapore, Malaysia, United States of America, and who knows where else? All over the world. Right now, right here. We welcome you in that prayer. You went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Nobody on the face of this earth had ever been good enough to become righteous. If you don't receive the righteousness of God through Jesus, receive it. You don't get to heaven. Because nobody gets about righteousness. Man, that's liberating, isn't it? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says that Jesus makes you into righteousness. He makes you into it because you reach out and receive it. Father said, adopt us into the family of God, and you are now one of us. They put my email address and website in there so that you got the ability to get a hold of somebody. Email me. Text me. Let me know. Ask me a question. I got 10 verses that are foundation verses for you to listen to. 10 verses for you to study. Speak them out loud. Put them up on your walls. Put them by your mirror where you put your makeup on, where you shave, man. Put them out in the garage, on the toolbox, in the refrigerator. Put them on the cupboard. Why? You want to get those inside of your heart so that you begin to see the revelation of God's holy word come alive in your life. You send me an email, I'll send you one. I don't sell your stuff. I am a bit, my records are sealed. Nobody gets to these. Nobody. Nobody's going to get your email address. And I don't spam anybody because I don't like spam, so I ain't going to be spam. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We welcome you. We're glad you're here. And we thank you for being a part of the family of God. Are you ready? Let's receive our elements together. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Pray this with me. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the broken body together. Thank you, Lord. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. I like these little red cups. Why? Red is like sin. You add the blood of Jesus and the inside of you becomes white as snow.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 1. Though your sins were as scarlet, shall be as white as snow. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been made a new creation.
I have been made a new creation.
old things have passed away, and all things have become new. And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
The word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down in my life. And there is no more condemnation. My conscience is purged.
My robes are
renewed. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
Will you come for me?
In Jesus'
mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Let's receive it. You know, let's sing our song about the blood. I don't know whether we can sing that song. Don't worry, Sister Leanne is singing. If I don't get it out. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Hallelujah.
God bless your sweet son.
Now, can you guys see this sunshine right here? Look how bright the sun is yet at 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got to open this up.
Yes, in the daylight.
Look how bright that sun is at 9:30 at night here in North Dakota. That is beautiful, isn't it? Clear blue sky, the sun shining. Thank you guys for being with us. Tomorrow we're going to be preaching again, tomorrow night, about the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about the different things that Jesus said the Holy Spirit is to us. John chapter 14, 15, and 16. But we're also going to talk about some other things the Holy Spirit said for us. And most of all, we're going to say, Holy Spirit, have your way in our midst.
Tomorrow's question and answer night. Mary said she sent you an email with a bunch of questions.
Oh. All right. Tomorrow is question and answer night. I think I just got told. And then a week from tomorrow is Brother Dwayne Byerly is going to be with us, and he's going to be teaching on America and end time prophecy. And that'll be on Saturday, June the 19th. Somebody shout hallelujah for that. Bless you, Sunday, would you?
Yeah.
Jesus, you were wounded. Preach it, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mary, Fernandez, Ambrose, we bless you. Julian Embamon, we bless you. Mom Cottle, it's good to have you with us tonight, Mom. We love you. We love you. Sister Wilma, thank you for your help. Brother Jim, peace out, dude. Al Barton, welcome, brother. We love you. All the way, wherever you is now, Tennessee. Brother Al's in Tennessee.
Is he in Tennessee now? I was wondering if he's still
there. He's a traveling man.
What's good night?
I think
good, yeah.
What a powerful verse. Judge by righteous judgment. That's a powerful verse. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to do, is judge by righteous judgment. And it's on tap 24/7 with the answers that we need in Jesus' mighty name. All right, Pastor, what is our closing verse? Acts chapter 1, verse number 11. Yes. You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing upward? The same Jesus who you see going up again in the like manner and take you with him into heaven, that where he is, you may be also. I added a little bit to the verse, but I like that because he said, I will come again, that where I am, you will be also. Thanks again, Sam and Leanne, Community Faith. God bless all of you, sending you love. Everybody hug Julian and Mamala.
We love you.
Hug Mary Fernandez.
We love you.
Those are our international guests tonight that we can see. How about Emma? Is she with us?
Mary didn't say she was with us, and I didn't see her pop on at all.
Emma Schmidt, if you're here, bless you, young lady. Just letting everybody carry out goodbyes because time to be goodbye. Keep smoking that 90-second lady. She don't even ever get a shot anymore, does she?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We sure do love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. And till we see you again, it's what we say.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.